Welcome to the Daily Review. I'm Brad Munson, and today let's talk about a good science fiction novel, a great audiobook, and a little bit about the amazing performer Ray Porter, all wrapped up in Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir. Now, if you're only a casual science fiction fan, you've probably heard of Andy Weir, though you may not know it, because you heard about his first best-selling book, The Martian. It's about an astronaut stranded on Mars who manages to survive all on his own with, you know, cobbled-together tech until he can finally be rescued. Of course, you all know it. It was made into that major motion picture with Brad Pitt or Matt Damon. Isn't that the same guy? But anyway, his second big book, Project Hail Mary, is another novel with a similar premise, but this time it's about a guy, a high school science teacher who also happens to be a brilliant scientist, who finds himself all alone in a spacecraft light years from Earth, trying to find a way to stop a living organism that can survive in space and is slowly eating our sun's energy, stealing just enough light and heat to doom us all in a few decades. You know, science fiction has often been called the literature of ideas, and in some ways, for some authors, that's true. It starts with a what-if based on some variation of a scientific principle. What if faster-than-light travel were possible? What if we were contacted or invaded by a sentient alien species? What if telepathy were a real thing and we could read each other's minds? But the problem is that all too often the idea part overwhelms the literature part. So you get a lot of world-building or technological speculation about all that ray gun and technobabble and boom-boom-zap-zap stuff, rather than about the characters underneath. Not all of it by any means, and in the last like 50 years or so, the human side of the impact of technology and the future has created a much more diverse and fascinating genre. But even today, you can still see the original idea literature fairly often. And that's absolutely the case with Andy Weir's work. Both The Martian and Project Hail Mary are puzzles, really, more than novels. Weir sets up a challenge. An interesting challenge for sure, bolstered by a great deal of real science or projections of real science. And there's plenty of entertainment to be had just watching these problems being set up and then solved and then set up again and then solved again. But the characters, especially in The Martian, but in Project Hail Mary as well, are secondary to that puzzle. Now, let's be fair. Weir makes an effort in Hail Mary for the main character to have some depth, something to care about beyond his own survival. He's got a classroom full of kids back home. He has all of civilization to care about. He feels both guilt and hope at various times. But I'm sorry, it still feels shallow, almost an add-on. Weir is really more interested in the puzzle than the people. And despite it being told in first person, we never really get a deep, real sense of this guy or what matters beyond the surface level. And I have to admit it, if I'd been reading the book a page at a time, I probably wouldn't have finished it. I mean, once the cute alien shows up, not really a spoiler, but yes, halfway through the festivities, I probably would have given the rest of it a pass. But then there's Ray Porter. As it happened, I listened to the audiobook version of Project Hail Mary when it was performed, and I do mean performed, not just read, by the absolutely amazing Ray Porter. Porter has been creating audiobooks for decades now, and he is absolutely the best of the best. He's done most of John Mayberry's Joe Ledger series. He's done most of Scott Sigler's books and Jim Harrison's and Nick Jones's. He even did one of the Harry Potter books and the original Amityville Horror. All in all, literally hundreds of performances. And Peter Klein's told me once that he attributes his big breakthrough, the book that put him on the bestseller list, to the audio performance of 14 by Ray Porter back in the day. And that one book alone, 14, by the way, look it up on Audible or wherever, is a real tour de force. Tons of characters, each with a different voice, often in the same room talking at the same time without constant attribution, and Porter does all of the voices in real time, without enhancement, without cheating, and you never lose track of who's saying what to whom. Yeah, listen to 14, you'll just see how good he is, and he's just as good in Project Hail Mary. Now, I'm probably going to end up doing a daily review about Ray Porter himself one of these days, but here, I'm telling you, if you're even mildly interested in Weir or in Project Hail Mary because of the movie of The Martian or his earlier works or whatever, listen to the audiobook rather than read it. It's probably a better storytelling experience than the printed word. And if it's your first exposure to really good audiobook storytelling, well, you're welcome. Some of this stuff is very, very good. Anyway, that's Project Hail Mary for you, and Ray Porter. So go ye forth and enjoy a little interstellar adventure.
And that's it for today's Daily Review. I'm here with something new every day, Monday through Friday, every damn week, so come on back whenever you can stand it. There are links to what we've been talking about in the show notes and in the accompanying blog on thebradmunson.com. Take a look, and please do all the normal stuff like rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Tell your friends, invite your mom, you know, spread the word, and let me know what you think. You can also follow me for more and different stuff on Instagram or Threads at thebradmunson. And on my website, weirdly enough called thebradmunson.com. So until next time, I'm Brad Munson, and that's the Daily Review.